Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
A disabled Army veteran convicted in murder for hire plot targeting a long-distance girlfriend's husband. Let's unwrap this onion of insanity for you. Because there's more to this story than just meets the headline's eye. Is that right, Carol?
Yes. It's one of those that my guess is that maybe she really wasn't that romantically involved mentally with this guy. She just needed him to do something for her. That's what this makes me think of, one of those.
I'll reserve judgment till I get through more of the story. A tragic love triangle culminated in a murder-for-hire plot. As a 51-year-old disabled Army veteran from Tennessee was found guilty of ambushing and killing his long-distance girlfriend's husband in Dallas, Texas. The conviction came after a swift trial during which the court heard how 49-year-old James Faith fell victim to a calculated shooting on his and Jennifer Lynn Faith's 15th wedding anniversary. The convicted veteran, Darren Ruben Lopez, was sentenced to 62 years in a state correctional facility by Dallas County District Court Judge Brandon Birmingham. Prosecutors presented a compelling evidence case that Lopez was manipulated into committing the murder by his high school sweetheart, Jennifer Faith. Doesn't that sound just like an interesting, like a very innocent name? Like, oh, Jennifer Faith, what could possibly go wrong with a Jennifer?
Jennifer Faith, I have such an innocent name, and now will you please kill my husband for me?
Yeah, who had recently reconnected with him during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jennifer Lynn Faith had already pled guilty to a federal charge of orchestrating the murder for hire, admitting that she had hired Lopez as the shooter. As a result, she received a life sentence in prison as well. So, okay, well, that's good. During the trial, it was revealed that Lopez made a 600-mile drive from Tennessee to Texas to carry out the shooting. This is where you got to, like, really regret some of the shit you say in high school to somebody, where it's like you're in the back of the Sunbird in the parking lot outside of the theater, and, you know, it's getting hot and heavy. Like, I'll do anything for you anytime in life, no matter what. Really? Are you truly going to hold yourself to that? I will, anytime you call me. And guess what? 20 years later, she calls you and wants you to drive 600 miles to kill her her husband.
And for 600 miles, you're driving. And before then, like, you know, you're leaving the house and loading up your car to drive.
That's 600 miles. That's 600 times. You can sit there for 60 seconds and go, maybe I shouldn't do this.
But for 600 miles, you drove and thought, I'm going to kill him when I get there. I'm going to kill him when I get there. I can't imagine.
Prosecutors argue that Jennifer Faith had gone to great lengths to convince Lopez that her life was in danger, that she was being abused, fabricating a narrative to manipulate him into committing the murder. So I think it's important to probably try and understand where this guy was coming from here. Did he go into this as, you know, probably trying to think he was the knight in shining armor and he's going to, number one, you should never agree to kill anyone. That should just be the number one rule, even if you're girlfriend from high school calls you up and says, my husband's abusing me. Really, your first response should be, why are you calling me? We haven't talked in years. And you should go get some help. Because your boyfriend lives 600 miles away. That's all you can do. Lopez's defense attorney attempted to argue that he suffered from PTSD and believed he was protecting Jennifer Faith from imminent harm. They claimed that he was duped and unaware that the information provided by Jennifer was false. He probably was. However, prosecutors countered that regardless of Lopez's beliefs, he had no right to take another person's life. True. They highlighted his military and special forces training, which should have equipped him to assess the situation and consider alternative responses. Well, you see, that would require adequate care for our veterans after they're out of service, which we absolutely fucking suck at here in America. So everybody is like, oh, we love our veterans. And we do. But we just don't like to actually take care of their mental health or anything in any sort of adequate way that would prevent them from, you know, falling into situations like this. We just like to wave the flag and pretend that we're all patriotic. But then when it's all said and done, we're like, it's really a sad fucking state of affairs. The jury deliberated for less than an hour before finding Lopez guilty of one count of murder. Family members and friends of the victims, James Faith, delivered impact statements during the sentencing phase. Eventually, the jury settled on a 62-year prison term for Lopez, who could have faced a maximum life sentence in prison. But if we do the math, he's 62-year. How old is he?
He was 40.
He's going to die in jail.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's 51. He was 51.
No, he's certainly going to die in jail.
He dies in jail.
You shouldn't kill anyone, no matter what. I mean, and especially, I mean, this is not even a crime of passion, like in a heated moment or something where he walked in and saw her being beaten by the man or something like that, where, you know, you can make an argument of like, well, fuck, I killed him. Good job. You get a fucking award for that. This was manipulation. This was someone who, for whatever reason, didn't see through it, didn't know better. And that is on him. And you can't do this sort of thing. I do applaud vigilanteism to a certain extent. And hell, I talk about it all the time. Plenty of people that end up in prison that I say, hey, let's send a letter to the prison. Let them know who just moved in this week and see what happens. But this, no, you can't do this. If your friend reaches out, needs some help, help them get help. Move down there. Help them get help. Don't go kill the person.
Yeah, because it makes me wonder if she ever even was abused.
Well, that's a good question, too.
You know, like, did she just want out of the marriage? Was she abused? Was she just setting this guy up? Like, here's a, you know, maybe he had a good life insurance policy, and that's what she was really after. But the fact, and she made it sound like, I read some about her trial, and it was like, oh, we were just out for a walk, and he just came up, and I just had to run away. Like, she's the victim, and she's an active part of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously a lot of delusion that sounds like it's going on here. And
he bought into it.
And he bought into
it. He's got to help her. She's being abused. He loves her.
He was kind of catfished in a way, to like a very extreme extent, where some people, when they're catfished, will be like, oh, I'll buy you this, I'll buy you that. This guy went and said, I'll kill your husband.
Yep. Seriously. And that's sad. But she set it up and he bought into it, and 600 miles he could have turned around, but he didn't.
People, if you're in an unhappy marriage, just get the fuck out. I mean,
get a divorce, move on.
Trust me, it's so much easier that way. You'll be so much happier that way. And there's always a big, what's that?
You would know.
I would know. And it's a big hurdle to go over. And I was in an abusive relationship where I was the one being abused, as was others. But being away from all that, it opens up your eyes so much, and you can find peace on the other side, and it doesn't involve ruining your life by trying to take out the evil in this world. The evil in this world will always exist. It will be there. You will come across it. You will interact with it. Sometimes it will make its way into your home, but you have to be the bigger person and decide, I want peace, I want sanity, and I'm not going to let that evil overtake every aspect of my life and tear me down as well. Unfortunately, this person did fall victim to just that.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.